Creek Song. In 1981, Holmes Rolston III wrote this. Past, present, and future flow together like the upstream and downstream of a river, only more organically. To be alive in the present is to carry the past on into the future. We are constituted in memory and hope. And where there is no vision, the people perish. In 5 months of living here, I've learned only a few things. The forest tries to teach me more, but I am an uncooperative student. But creek learning is something else. My creek teaches me about creative processes, a wild woman's pure flow. Here, everyone talks incessantly about the risks of fire and fear of fire. I have an insight. If fire is the process of my transformation, surrender to my creek is its substance. After I settle into living in this remnant rainforest, this ephemeral creek nourishes my healing, inspiration, strength, and courage. I discovered that my childhood name, Wadi, that I chose because I could not pronounce my name, Wendy, has a precise meaning in Arabic. It's a dry gully or stream bed that fills with water only when it rains. A wadi is a consistent, loving, and life-giving spirit. A distant storm can carry its lifeblood deep into the barren desert. Entire communities structure themselves around this path of hidden waters. I am wadi. Immersed in a wadi. Daily, I experience its rejuvenating qualities. So, when the cyclonic rains from Neville came again last week, unbidden and unexpected, and its source waters returned my creek to life, I was overjoyed. I feel blessed and forgiven. I am getting a second chance to participate in its life and transformation. I risked everything coming here, being here, and persisting here, and now this unexpected gift is rewarding me by teaching me the rules of the world I now inhabit. Here's an extract from my journal. My creek, it's a miracle. One day, it's a dry creek, sandy and dead. All the water deserted it. Suddenly, it's a wellspring again, alive, pure, flowing. Naked, I slip gently into its coolness from the muddy bank. Tiny fish nibble my hip. Laughing, I spill my morning cup of tea into the rushing stream. A water goanna lizard lumbers by on the bank, ignoring me. The birds are rapturous, celebrating. Right here, right now, life is joyous intensity. To live beside a creek is to experience a microcosm of everything, seen and unseen. Its habitat and drinking place. Wallabies drink at sunset. Their paw prints decorate the soft banks. Frogs launch cadence competitions. Waterweeds astonish me with new iridescence. Where did they come from? Where do they go in Yege in the dry season? Creek is celebration, joy, exuberance. Neck deep in clear water, I dream for hours. Creek song echoing the songs of my soul. A canopy of Corallia, Melaleuca, Lophostomon, and Pandanus trees protects me. Shards of sunlight glance off sharp fronds. A fire-blackened pandanus spirals from the sandy bank, bending down to creak, bending to observe me, to embrace me. I hold on to its roots when creek runs fast. Upstream, a small spring contributes to the creek. Its source waters east of my footbridge. It meets muddy water rushing down the firebreak. By the time it's here, creek is clear again, singing past me, and I, speechless with delight, need nothing more. Have water, birdsong, and peace. And all around me and within me, new life bursting forth. Creek is landmark, boundary, sacred protection. Creek is our nurturing mother, our life source. Creek is shelter, food. It's surrender. When fire rages, I immerse in creek, dig into creek bed, tunnel into creek bank. Deepening, I become creek. I am coterminous with creek time. Creek cells dance in mine, reciprocating. Creek is our lineage, flowing into future. Creek is hope. So many of the women writers I am reading write about flowing water. Of creeks, Gretel Ehrlich confides, running water is so seasonal, it's thought of as a mark on the calendar rather than a geographical site. In her 1978 book, Woman and Nature, Susan Griffin says this. We say, look how the water flows from this place and returns as rainfall. Everything returns, we say, and one thing follows another. There are limits, we say, on what can be done, and everything moves. We are all part of this motion, we say, and the way of the river is sacred, and this grove of trees is sacred, and we ourselves, we tell you, are sacred. My tiny creek, barely a mark on my first map of this place, is everything to me now. Its songs saved my life. I will stay with it. It reminds me of my calling. It implores me to sing my brave songs.